Hi, everybody. This is JJ Long from JJ Artworks, and welcome to episode 76 of our podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We truly appreciate it. In this week's episode, I want to talk about the art of playing catch up. And basically, what's going through my life right now is I'm trying to bring myself back up to zero. You know, basically trying to redial back in all my old habits, because after the move from our old studio from Lawrence back to Lowell, it took a lot of wind out of my sails, and a lot of my habits unfortunately went out the window, and I'm trying to bring everything back into my life the way it was before I moved. And just the past like few weeks, I've felt like a little wobbly trying to get reacclimated to my typical habits that I usually do every day, every week. And I'm finally playing catch up with a lot of those habits that went out the window. So really excited. Sorry, my screen just froze. Hopefully this is still recording. I believe it is. Cool. So I'm just going to keep rocking with this episode. But basically, I feel like the past couple weeks I've just felt very, very wobbly, very off balance, and I've just been sort of all over the place. And I feel like there's like a solid maybe 3 to 5 typical habits that I do every day that I just wasn't doing on a regular basis over the past like 2 to 3 weeks. And it just really was really tough to kind of dial those back in. And I'll just say really quickly what a few of those habits were. One is obviously the health and nutrition habit. The nutrition is still something that is eluding me a little bit. But as far as moving and exercising again, I have been re-implementing that back into my life. Not at the gym 100% like every day, but definitely daily walks and at least getting to the gym at least like 2 or 3 times a week. I'm the type of person where if I overdo it and I try to strong arm things, I tend to burn myself out after a couple of weeks and then I just shut down. And that's just kind of how my process is. And I've just over the years, like I said, last episode, I'm 43. So after 43 years of living on planet Earth, I just know what my strengths and weaknesses are. And I know that if I try to go all in, trying to do like an hour workout every day, trying to eat super healthy every day, limit my calorie intake to like 1500 calories and, you know, put in 10,000 steps every day and do all these things, it'll just be too much for me right out of the gate. So I'm kind of easing back into things. So this episode, I want to talk about basically how to play catch up, but do it in such a way that it's realistic, and how not to burn yourself out. And I believe I've maybe touched upon this in another podcast episode, maybe, you know, a dozen episodes ago or something. I don't know the exact episode number, but this will kind of be a piggyback episode to that content. But basically, the habits that went out the window were like the health and nutrition, totally went out the window. Accounting. I know that sounds crazy, but that's one thing that is not something that, you know, I get super excited about doing every day, is just looking at my bills and profit and loss statements and doing all my bookkeeping. But I had to catch up with that because taxes are due on April 15th. And I'm the type of person where I wish I could lie and tell you that I am always months ahead of the deadline. I'm usually that guy that's like, crap, taxes are due in a week. I should probably put together some Excel spreadsheet or something and send it to my tax accountant. So I'm kind of in that mode right now. Getting back to Taekwondo classes, I took like a week and a half, 2 weeks off of classes, and I felt a little bit behind with Taekwondo. So this past week or last week, I started getting back into the flow of that, which makes me happy. And what else? Just like basically other daily habits, like just like routine chores, you know, like doing the dishes every day, doing my laundry once a week, going food shopping. Like for some reason, this move just took a lot of the wind out of my sails. And I just really did not keep up with a lot of the things that I normally do, you know. And then obviously social media. Posting on social media was something that went out the window. So thank you all so much for being patient with me while I try to get back into the swing of things. I think I told you at the beginning of this year too that I wanted to, no matter what, post on social media every day and do the podcast every week, and I'm going to do it no matter what, unless something crazy happens. This is that crazy thing that happened, was the move. I can only imagine what else would kind of take me off of balance after this happened, but because I really feel like I've been through a lot as an entrepreneur and as a person in general. So I don't know. I can't imagine too many other things really taking me out of the flow of posting on social media every day, because it is something that really does energize me. It's something that makes me happy. I really like the community we're building here at JJ Artworks on YouTube. And I am starting to really see like real life relationships that are stemming out of this channel. And I just want to give a quick shout out to everyone that's reached out, that's watched our content on YouTube and added us on Instagram and Facebook, and like all the emails and all the likes and the nice comments. It really does mean a lot, because a lot of the times I think if you're a content creator or an artist or someone that likes to express themselves through video, through posting on social media, it's really easy for us to kind of get lost in the clutter and lost in the noise with everyone else. So when you do get a response or feedback or like a really nice comment or message from somebody that does sincerely like your content, it feels really good. So thank you so much to those of you that have reached out. We truly appreciate the love and support. If this is your first time visiting our YouTube channel or listening to us on Spotify or wherever you're streaming this podcast episode, we're basically just a company that likes to help out other artists and entrepreneurs and kind of share our story as we're building our empire as well. So it really just started off as me being a solo entrepreneur back in 2005. And I didn't really turn into an LLC until 2016, when I started hiring artists for the paint party branch of my company. And, you know, now we're a good team of like maybe 10 or 12 people, and, you know, people come and go, but we're kind of hovering around that number right now. And that for me is a comfortable number of people to manage. And I wish I could lie and say I have, I could pay someone a salary to be my GM and kind of oversee everything, but I'm still kind of the guy that's wearing all the hats in the business. But I kind of like being in control that way, and still sort of being on the ground floor and shaking hands with people and onboarding people and blah, blah, blah. So I do like some of the grunt work still. But I know at some point I'm going to need to outsource a lot of things and delegate more off my plate if I want to build and expand and scale the company to the extent that I want to, because I plan on brushing shoulders with Disney and Amazon and hopefully going to Mars with Elon Musk. That'd be cool. We'll have the sexiest spaceship with the best paint job ever. Anyways, sorry, I'm totally drifting off of topic here. So just really quickly, ways to basically play catch up, but not do it in such a way that you burn yourself out. So I have like a laundry list of things that I needed to do to play catch up. It's like, get the exercise and nutrition habit back. Get the social media posting schedule, you know, posting every day on social media back. Getting, going to Taekwondo every week, getting that back. Accounting, catching up with accounting, getting ready for taxes. There's something else, I forget. But anyways, the way to do it, or the way that I've been able to do it over the years, is to basically ease my way into it and not demand too much of myself right out of the gates. Because if you're out of the flow of doing something on a daily basis and then you go from 0 to 100 right away, there's a good chance you might burn yourself out, and then you might shut down, and you might get so overwhelmed that, you know, you just take a couple days off just to sleep and nap and catch up on, you know, your energy levels, and you might reach for the pizza or the ice cream or the beer or the wine or whatever. So, and that's kind of my default mode when I overdo it. So I've been, after this move, I've been a little bit kind to myself and slowly kind of getting back into the rhythm of dialing all these habits back in. And I do feel a shift in energy. I also, after the move, I do feel a lot more organized and at peace. Like I always know that I've made the right decision after I do something when I feel like at peace. And just having everything located again in one space under one roof, I just feel so much more organized. I feel so much more efficient. And I just don't feel as disjointed or scattered. You know, as an artist, there were plenty of times where I'd go reach for like a measuring tape or, you know, a special brush I use. And I'm like, oh, crap, it's at the studio. I got to drive to Lawrence, you know, and get it so I can work. Or like, I guess I can't do that today because I don't have this specific tool or something. Or, you know, I just felt like a little scattered having a separate space. But obviously, like I said, if we're going to grow and expand, at some point we are going to need other facilities. But for right now, I'm very content with the way the business is structured and the way our studio and environment is structured, you know, our physical space, and also like our digital footprint on the world. I'm happy with the strides that we're making there too. But yeah, so the way to basically play catch up is to ease your way into it. And the other tip I want to give people is it's okay to be hyper-focused to play catch up. Like when I caught up with my accounting, I spent like a solid probably 8 hours in one day doing that, which I know for a lot of people just staring at the computer screen doing numbers and, you know, with the calculator and blah, 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 like reconciling QuickBooks. You might want to hire somebody, obviously, but if you don't have the budget and you want to do it yourself, that might take a lot of energy out of you. And the way I was able to power through it in an 8 hour day is by taking breaks every hour to 2 hours. And basically a break would be just me getting away from the computer and going outside and taking a walk. Or, you know, a couple hours would go by and I'd go right here into my sound booth and play a little bit of guitar or something like that. So, you know, there's ways to be productive, but also be kind to yourself and gentle and not burn yourself out. Naps, I've been taking a lot of naps too, like maybe 15, 20 minute power naps. Sometimes an hour if I'm really, really tired. But then I'll wake up energized, slam down a cup of black coffee, and then boom, I'm out of the gates working on it again. So I have taken up way too much of your time today. So thank you so much for tuning in. Love you guys, truly appreciate it. Appreciate the support. And I hope the start of your spring is going well. And I look forward to talking with you all next week in episode 77. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.